All right. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Hi guys. As you can see, stuff has got changed around a lot. We got a new set. You know, how do you like the new digs? We got a new name, Ghost Stories from the Couch. Obviously the set reflects that, right? And we're back, baby. We're back and we're moving in a new direction, in a better direction, I think. So I think it's going to be pretty awesome. Personally, I think so. So it should be pretty cool, guys. So got some fun stuff in store for today. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, let's get right into it. So quick little set change. You know, you can see what the set is. We're just going to be more of a relaxed kind of area nowadays. I think that will work better that way. Now you see in my shirt, that's a little prelude to what we're going to talk about later today. If you're listening, my shirt says something that starts with a U and ends with a P. All right. So let's get into some tea first. I'm going to have a little segment on here I'd like to call Tea Time. So, we got Zach Bagans. He's pretty hot right now in the paranormal community. You got a Zach Bagans getting exposed sort of tea. Let's put it that way. So, we got Dakota. And we got, listen to me guys here, and this is pretty important. So we got Dakota from what used to be called Destination Fear, which is now Project Fear. And he's coming out saying, like, that Zach, he's kind of fiddle farting around is what he's doing. And basically what he's saying is that Zach Bagans did not cancel Destination Fear, right? It's kind of like a double negative. He's saying, well, he didn't cancel it. He wasn't the one that canceled it, but it wasn't like he was helping around. And so a lot of people are saying that Zach Bagans definitely has a big ego and that he has a kind of a superiority complex going on. And if you watch the show, you can see that pop up from time to time. But that's just kind of what the show is. That's, you know, you got to go with what the flow, what the show really does to you. And one thing that I have found out about it is that we also got Nick Groff. He's the other of the three. There's three people I'm going over. So we got Dakota saying that Zach Bagans pretty much canceled Destination Fear. We got Nick Groff. And Nick Groff is saying that he said I kind of did like a tell-all, you know, whatever you want to call it, on Twitter the other day. And essentially what he said is, hey, I'm going to come out about all this stuff that's been going on, ask me all your questions. A lot of people are asking, like, what was Zach like? Is it true that you left this a show for this and this reason? And he basically what he said is, oh, you know, Zach Bagans was pretty much blacklisting him from ever getting a job with Travel Channel. And when you're in the paranormal business, a paranormal entertainment business, for those of you that don't know, Travel Channel is basically Hollywood, okay? It's basically like the creme de la creme of paranormal investigation shows, the channel. It's really a monopoly when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's the only channel on television that really offers a broad perspective of paranormal. Their whole thing is paranormal. And so going along with that, he essentially said that Zach Bagans would walk into a room, and I'm paraphrasing, so if you want to go watch his video, it's on Twitter, at Nick Groff. So, but in the video, essentially what he said is, hey, there were things where it's like, he said he was put on a 2-week, basically, probation period, essentially, and he was kind of put on a period where they're like, we don't need you for this investigation. Zach and Aaron were like, he's saying mainly Zach, we don't need you for this investigation. And they would just keep saying that. And he would just pretty much have to sit there and wait and be like, you know, maybe this is the day I'll get to be on an investigation again. Or, you know, maybe it's just another week where I just got to sit and do nothing, right? And he's saying when he's trying to finally get away from that and start a new show, Paranormal Lockdown, he had, it was his show, went on for a while. So when he tried to move on from Zach Bagans and leave that all in the past with Ghost Adventures, Zach Bagans apparently was bragging about it too. A lot of the time was bragging about how Nick Groff will never get a certain individual, he said in the video, but Nick Groff will never get a job in this industry again. He's never going to get a show on Travel Channel ever again, that kind of stuff. And so that's kind of where Nick Groff stands. And if he's telling the truth, you know, because I like to see Zach Bagans' side of the story. He hasn't come out with a side of the story yet, but if he's telling the truth, I definitely think that, you know, Zach Bagans, he's going to have a rude awakening. And I think if some of this stuff is verified within the next couple months as it's coming out, that, you know, this may be the, you know, kind of Zach Bagans version of the ad apocalypse with YouTube, and where all these, you know, one domino topples, they all topple. And so I think I'd like to hear Zach Bagans' side of the story before I really take a firm stance on whether, you know, who's in the wrong, who's in the right, if there even is a wrong and a right. But I will say this, and this is the main thing here. There's one more third main person that's kind of been messing with Zach Bagans. And that is, he calls, I don't even know his name. This guy is so low on the totem pole, really. And the stuff he's saying is really kind of like, doesn't really even make sense. But essentially, this is guy on TikTok, and he's at Haunted Hiking or something like that. And he's saying that he worked with Zach Bagans early on, right after the Ghost Adventures documentary that really shot into the what we know as Ghost Adventures now today. And essentially, he's saying that he worked with him early on, and that he would go to Lorraine Warren. We all know who Lorraine Warren is. He would go to Lorraine Warren's nephew's house. And they worked on a show together on Travel Channel. They worked on a pilot. It wasn't actually greenlighted from that show. But from that show, they got other shows that were successful from that. But they would go to his private museum, and it's private, not to public, it's in his house, so he's not making any money off of it, but he's a collector, just like his aunt was, a collector of haunted objects, paranormal artifacts. And what he said, essentially, is that Zach Bagans essentially ripped the idea off of him. And I'm not really sure that is a really good way to put it, because let's say I had an idea for, you know, oh, it says paranormal puppy time, and we're, you know, messing around with puppy, we're, you know, playing with puppies while reviewing paranormal footage, right? I don't know. But then Jimi Hendrix, you know, Well, he's dead, but animated from the past, I don't know. But let's say someone, let's see who's alive. Let's say then Selena Gomez was like, you know what? I've been wanting to break into this industry for a while. This gave me the courage to do so. I'm going to have Supernatural Kitten Time. And I say, hey, she literally stole my idea and made it her own, and now she's making money off of it because she's monetizing videos. I wasn't monetizing mine. Well, that's just how it works. Like, you can't say that it's your idea if it's just something that's an idea floating around in there. I'm sorry to say, but there's nothing special about that. I don't understand what the whole uproar about the whole thing is. So that's the three main points. Overall, I don't think that Zach Bagans is in the wrong with any of these. I really don't. I think that these people are just Dakota, Nick, and Haunted Hikes guy. I think all three of them are just kind of trying to ride some sort of hype train because their shows get canceled, or I could get my TikTok account could blow up because of this. You know, it's a domino effect when it comes to that. And speaking of domino effects, I wanted to get into that a little bit. Before I touch on to that, though, I would like to circle back around. I'd like to say that with the set, we have a blank wall behind us. If you can't see it on, if you're listening, you can't see it, you should definitely check out the video version of the podcast on Spotify. But there's a blank wall behind us. Obviously, you can see that. Send in some fan art, some stuff that you'd like to send in, and I'll put it on the wall. I'm going to have my email address, my company's email address listed down below, my production's company's email address. You can reach out to there for places to ship things. So if you want to send in some fan art, we're going to be doing a lot more podcasts here, so maybe you'll see your fan art posted up on the blank wall of fan art. This is what we're going to be calling it. But anyways, I wanted to kind of get into what is a domino effect right now in the paranormal community, and that is the fact that there's been this merger between I want to talk about the merger between Travel Channel and their parent company, Discovery Network, and the company of Warner Brothers. Since the mergers happened, more than five paranormal investigating shows and paranormal themed shows from Discovery Plus and from Travel Channel have been canceled. That is an alarming number, people. That is extremely scary to hear, that statistic. Because what it means, essentially, is that Travel Channel is limiting their paranormal shows. They're not coming out with new stuff, and they're getting rid of the stuff that people like, all on Warner Brothers' behalf because of the merger. So these popular shows like Ghost Brothers was canceled, Destination Fear was canceled. All these shows were canceled, and it has me worried about the future of the paranormal and paranormal entertainment and where that's going to go in the future. I've reached out to Discovery Plus, firstly, one of the shows, Mountain Monsters, and they have they got back to me. They said we can either confirm or deny if it's canceled at this point in time. I think it's a scary time right now in the paranormal community, a scary time in the paranormal entertainment community. Because, like it or not, Travel Channel is your only option, really, unless you're talking about YouTube with paranormal explorers and paranormal investigators that make paranormal content. And Project Fear is actually moving to YouTube. That's a new name. It used to be called Destination Fear. But for copyright issues, because of the cancellation, they can't use Destination Fear anymore. So they have to use Project Fear. Now, I'm anxious to see how that works out. You know, sure, there's millions of fans out there. It's YouTube is more accessible, but I'm anxious to see how the, you know, maybe the production quality will go down and stuff like that. I'm not sure, but it definitely won't be made for TV type of content. And I'm afraid that that's going to happen with a lot of the other shows, is that they'll just move to YouTube, and then YouTube doesn't push them out for good enough. YouTube's not really favorable with that kind of content, so it's kind of a nicher content on YouTube. So I think YouTube is just too broad for paranormal investigation shows and stuff like that. So it's really concerning, really, is the main point that I'm trying to make here. As I was saying, there isn't really any room for that kind of stuff on YouTube anymore, the paranormal types of videos. I think it's sad, but I really think that's where we're moving. That's where we're heading in the direction with paranormal content. It's just kind of some A-listers going to, you know, C-lister YouTube. So kind of makes me upset with the merger. That's all I'm saying. But one thing I did want to mention on here was this was one of the main things for making the podcast episode. So yeah, essentially, we got this new promo coming out with Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. They got the new promo coming out. They just released it, actually. They got the new season coming April 18th. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm a big supporter of the UAP community. I'm a big supporter of the Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, their mission that they're doing, and the experiments and stuff that they're doing. I'm actually so much of a supporter that I'm going out to the Ohio show, the Akron, Ohio, at the Goodyear Theater. They're live on tour right now. I'm going out to their Akron, Ohio Goodyear Theater show coming up May 19th. That's going to be May 19th, actually about like a month after the new season premiere, season 4 premieres. I think it's going to be really awesome. I think it's a really fun, packed season. I hope that they'll touch on the topic of the cow mutilations and how they're related to the UAPs in the on the ranch in the new season. I hope they do that. But I got high hopes for this season. I think they're not going to disappoint, I don't think. And I think it's going to be, I mean, if you just watch the promo, they're doing, I guess, early on in the episodes too, a drone experiment. And what they're doing is they're sending up programmed drones, and they're sending them up in the sky, kind of how like they did the Beijing Olympics a couple years ago. They're sending them up into the sky, and they're going to be looking for the UAPs that they think are above the ranch. And in the video, you can see that some of the drones dip down, and I can only assume that is what they're saying, is that that means that those drones encountered an object in the sky that we couldn't see, but that the drones could physically encounter. Kind of similar to how in the popular science fiction movie Signs, played with starring Mel Gibson, how there's a scene in the movie where a bird runs into this alien ship that is cloaking, that's disguised, that the humans can't see, but the birds can't see it either. So the bird runs into the ship and then falls straight down. It's like it hit it, boom, and then fell straight down in the ground. So it's been done in movies before, and it's been done all over the place. And it's a really good experiment, I think, on their part. I think it's, I'm glad that's what they're doing with their money, with their funding that they're getting from the network, that they're getting privately from what I like to call him Big Hoss Brandon. He's the big hoss. He's a big boss. So they're getting private funding from him. I'm sure they're getting some funding from the show. you know, maybe not a lot, but I'm sure they get paid to be on the show, so I'm sure some of that is going towards funding. You know, they don't get any government funding, so I've heard, I think it was last season they were saying that the government reached out to them and was wanting to see if they would work together to kind of unveil some of these secrets, unveil some of these UAP kind of situations that a lot of them have been going on recently in the news and stuff like that. A lot of it's become definitely, it was a dark couple of days, a couple of months ago, let's just put it that way. It's an unsettling time. So, but I think that it's going to be a pretty jam-packed summer when it comes to paranormal events and paranormal news and stuff like that that's going to be happening. I think that's just what we're moving towards. I think a lot more people are accepting that, and they're accepting out these ideas that maybe before they were a little closed off. And I believe, and I'm starting to think, that we're getting a lot of stuff when it comes to these paracons. You know, we have paracons and events and different things that are coming up in this summer, and I think it's going to be an awesome year for the paranormal. I'm really just going to say that. I think it's going to be an awesome year. And so that kind of brings us to the ending point of our episode here. If you have any suggestions to what you would like me to do, or if you have any suggestions on what we could change with the set, you know, it's still in the early production stages, but I think it's been an awesome year for us in general and for my audience. I know I have a lot of devoted fans. I've been getting a lot of growth coming up. So I'm going to try to make the best content I possibly can for you guys. I'm going to try to put most of my money that I'm getting for my job, I'm going to try to put a lot of it into here. So just send me some cool ideas in the comments or through my email address that, again, is going to be posted along with this video in the description. So send me some cool ideas. Maybe send me some products that you think I should, you know, add to the set or something. But that being said, that's all about I have to say here. I will say one thing. You know, I'm hoping to get some guests on the show. I'm hoping to get some guests on upcoming episodes to do over the phone or video conferencing, perhaps, to get some different video interviews. I've reached out to Zach Bagans. I don't think he's ever done a podcast or even really a radio show or anything like that that I can think of, that I can see. So if, I know this is a long shot, but any of you out there have any relation to Zach Bagans, or you know him in any way, and you want to maybe send this his way, this part of the video this his way, you know, my email address is always open. Any business opportunities. So please kind of send in the right direction. I trust you guys. And let me know who you would like to see personally on the podcast. And we can try to get something going with there. So let's just get some stuff going. I think that'd be really the best thing for us. Best thing possible. So, yeah, guys. Stay vigilant, because weird stuff always happens.